All right. It is Guillermo here with the second Living the Dream Music Tournament podcast. I'm here with Janos calling in from New York.
How are you doing, Guillermo?
I'm good. We're both calling from our workplaces, which is probably not a good use of our work time. But there are more important things to be had than working late on Fridays, and that is talking about this music tournament championship. So
Absolutely. Getting to the numbers.
Looking at what happened in the last couple of days, you know, in terms of the Ring of Fire Stand By Me match, I just, you know, we had talked about that, and, you know, that wasn't really a big surprise to me. Ring of Fire never had a lead. In fact, I think Six Voters In, Stand By Me, had like a 20-point lead, which is pretty ridiculous. Never really came back from there. The lead just kept increasing. And so Benny King ends with a, God, it looks like a 50-point lead over Ring of Fire. It wins 355.4 to 307.4. I don't know. Jan, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I think we called that one pretty straight. I continue to be impressed with Stand By Me's staying power, but I think you know, people tend to be pretty surprised that this is the finalist in the music tournament. You know, I think it's not the first song that comes to mind when people think of all-time great rock songs, but I mean, here it is.
Yeah, no, I put some of this information in the posting for the matchups, but you know, as we've come to have less and less songs, I, you know, like Google research songs and just see the interesting information here and there, and I don't know if everyone noticed that list of artists that covered that covered Stand By Me,
right?
You know, in recorded covers, but it was
I've never heard
right
a Nirvana version. I have to say, I would like
to. Otis Redding, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Led Zeppelin, U2, Warren Zevon. I'd love to hear that. Green Day, and then also a Lady Gaga Sting collaboration, and 400 recorded covers, fourth most played song of the 20th century, according to BMI. Yeah, I mean, I'm in your camp, Janos. I didn't really think about Stand By Me that hard, but apparently, just like in this tournament, that it's sort of quietly been this powerhouse. I guess it sort of was quietly a powerhouse of, you know, the last 100 years. I just didn't know.
Sure.
So, yeah, anyway, so getting back over to the other side, which is the more exciting side to think about, Bohemian Rhapsody, Under Pressure, what happens? What happened to Bohemian Rhapsody, I guess, is the main question. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a combination of I don't know if it's the long song factor that you bring up in the podcast. I think I saw a lot of people jump on the cheese bandwagon saying, okay, enough is enough. I don't know if this is really a great song on the level of Under Pressure so much as a fun song that we enjoy from Wayne's World. I feel like that was kind of a recurring theme in the comments, you know. People are like, well, this was fun. It had a good run, but you know, let's pick a real winner here.
Right. No, I mean, I'm going through the comments right now. It's hard to find people that voted Bohemian Rhapsody that wrote something compelling. I guess okay. Let's read Ad Rock. Ad Rock says, "Under Pressure 5, Bohemian Rhapsody 10. Under Pressure is such a good song, but it's leagues and leagues away from Bohemian Rhapsody. In an effort to finally say something I shouldn't hear." Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't read the rest. yeah, never mind. Okay, so everyone go online and read the rest of Ad-Rock's comment. But there was some, I saw much more compelling commentary when it came to sort of the defense of Under Pressure. And on top of that, you know, some surprising 11s coming out. Kate Negro, and Grant also using his 11, probably because he didn't get to use it on the way it lost. You know, people coming out and supporting the song. And the power of Bowie, man, I don't know. It's just such a fun song. Like it's, and Bohemian Rhapsody is fun too, but I mean, I don't know. I don't want to talk about this too much and just keep repeating myself, but Under Pressure comes up with the win, 362 to 323. So we have Under Pressure with 362 points among 44 voters, and we have Stand By Me with 355 points among 44 voters. So, you know, considering the, you know, we had 44 voters, that is not really that big of a difference, and that sort of makes for a compelling thought to what's going to be happening in the next couple of days when we launch this final.
8.3 average for under pressure to me is overperforming. I don't think it's going to hit that again. That's my prediction. I'm actually still not sure who I think is going to win, but I feel like there's no way under pressure can deliver that again. I mean, wasn't that a bit of a aberration? I don't have your chart in front of me, but
yeah, no, I'm looking at the chart. Not really. So under pressure is sort of like a sinusoidal curve of sorts. It floats right around like 8.1, it looks like, on the chart. And the chart we're referring to is that that chart of the averages across the rounds. You can
Sweet
find
16
that in
analytics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sweet 16 analytics. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it floats right around there. But something else that I've been thinking about with this final. So let's go back to thinking about the brackets, like where these songs came from. Because Stand By Me came from the infamous Division K, which people mm-hmm. hated pretty hard early on, and there was sort of some hubbub and to-do about whether, you know, that was sort of a walkover bracket or sort of, you know, we had made a mistake in distributing the songs because, you know, we built this video on rock and roll, had no place in a division final, this and that. So is there something to be said that, you know, Stand By Me got some, you know, it's almost like in a World Cup grouping, if like the committee had sort of screwed up and given somebody some really easy games, like the first half of the World Cup, and then they arrived at the, you know, round of 16 a lot more fresh or, you know, with a little more energy than a team that had to fight through it. And give me some thoughts while I look up the bracket, because I want to see what Under Pressure had to deal with.
Yeah, I'm actually pulling up right now to see what Stand By Me. Why don't you, yeah, you look up
okay,
Under Pressure.
So,
I look up Stand By Me here.
All right, so let's see. In the first round, Under Pressure beats, what was it, Division M? The spreadsheet is a lot more hard to manage when we're in the round of 512 because there's a billion songs. Okay, Under Pressure beats Smooth Criminal in the first match. Smooth Criminal is a fun song. I think, you know, oh, wait, never mind, destroyed it. It's 111 to 78. Okay, I take that back. Then Under Pressure beats Jeremy by Pearl Jam, 109 to 76. Still pretty decent, you know, the gap there. Then in the round of 128, Under Pressure beats My Girl, 135 to 117. Then Under Pressure beats Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, 111 to 93. So, you know, the gap's a little closer, but it's still pretty significant. And then
I mean,
in the division champ.
None of these are particularly grueling matchups yet. I mean, none of those songs. Maybe My Girl, but I mean, we're not really talking about any of the heaviest hitters yet.
Right, right. But then in a match that some voters might, you know, think shouldn't have been as early as around the 32, and, you know, it just sort of depends how you think about it, Under Pressure beats Let It Be in the round of 32, 174 to 150. So even with a song like Let It Be, it's still got this big gap. So I don't know. I might be sort of backing up on my theory, because my theory was that, you know, it might be faltering because it had to play all these pretty difficult songs. But I don't know. I'm biased. I like Fleetwood Mac. I like Let It Be. But even though those songs seem strong, you know, Under Pressure still sort of delivers. And then going into Sweet 16, Under Pressure beats Thunder Road. Elite 8, Under Pressure beats Twist and Shout. The Under Pressure Twist and Shout match is the first match where the gap is less than 10. Under Pressure beats Twist and Shout by about 8 points, it looks like. But then in the final four, Under Pressure destroys Bohemian Rhapsody, you know? So I don't know. I look at the songs, you know, you got Thunder Road in there, you got Let It Be, and you got Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, it's hard to hate on Under Pressure. It's taken down some songs that, I mean, yeah, some songs that I know that you love.
Yeah.
Like Thunder Road.
No,
I'll talk
true.
About Thunder Road every podcast.
Well, we all knew that day was coming from the first set of Bruce Springsteen votes. Let's go through Stand By Me. Well, on the first round, it slaughtered Runaround by Blues Traveler, which was not exactly a serious foe. In the second round, it took out Just My Imagination by The Temptations, which was also pretty weak sauce. The third round, it went up against Wouldn't It Be Nice, which I believe you gave a zero.
I did give a shout out to that song at one point. You can Google "Wouldn't It Be Nice" on "Living the Dream" and read my story.
It's the one by 22, so it wasn't all your fault. The following round, it went up against Billie Jean. You could call that a pretty serious head-to-head matchup. And it beat Billie Jean by 24 points. Then on to the division championships, where it went up against the rather unfortunate "We Built the City on Rock and Roll," which got a 10 from Jacob for ironic reasons and still lost overwhelmingly, 151 to 107. So you're right. Other than Billie Jean, it didn't really have much competition going into the Sweet 16. In the Sweet 16, it took out Free Fallin' only by 8 points. And in the subsequent round, what happened in the last round?
Took out the weight.
Yeah, it took out the weight. So, you know, I think it's proved itself as well. We're having these finals on a Saturday night. It'll be fairly rowdy atmosphere, I think. I mean, you're having it at a bar, giving away Pete Bjorn tickets or something.
I got to announce that. Okay, so anyone that comes out to the Red Derby in Patworth, I'll be there at 5. The matchup listening starts at 8. But a bonus for showing up to the live matchup is we will be raffling off 2 free tickets for the Peter, Bjorn, and John show at the 9:30 Club later that night to a voter. So I'm going to have, you know, ballots. And so if you come and you vote and you submit a ballot, I'll announce what, you know, the DC winner is. And then I'll also draw a name, and maybe you'll be at the 9:30 Club an hour later. So that's what I look forward to.
Yes. And I just take this opportunity, since we're doing random interjections here, I'm going to take this opportunity to explain that if I don't sound as excited as I could be, it's because my voice is somewhat shot from a party at the New York Public Library last night where we celebrated with some top shelf liquor and great DJing. Many of the Music Tournament songs were played last night, and I used the opportunity to relentlessly talk about the Music Tournament to semi-interested guests of the party. So hopefully that'll translate into some new voter blood as well. And we followed that up by going to a Koreatown karaoke bar, which was one about us, how that always goes. Ended with "Don't Stop Believing" and "Sweet Caroline," which are my two karaoke go-tos. So that's why my voice is shot right now. Anyway.
it's fine. So where were we? Okay, so we went through Under Pressure. We went through Stand By Me. Saturday night's going to be raucous,
The point of that segue was that, you know, Under Pressure is much more of a festive party song. Stand By Me may be a better sit at home by your laptop by yourself song. You know, so for that reason, I might give a slight edge to Under Pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I know what you're saying, and I sort of agree, but Stand By Me's got this, like, weird thing. I don't know. I think it can still hit people pretty hard, even if you're in a bar, as long as it's playing loud. So, I don't know. I wouldn't count it out. So you're going to give the edge Under Pressure. I'm going to not just do this because it's the opposite, but I am going to give the edge to Stand By Me. And it's weird. Like, I yesterday we were trying to set up this debate. We had this idea that we could get, like, whoever voted the hardest for Stand By Me versus his or her scores for Under Pressure throughout the tournament, have them debate against someone that had done the opposite. So I went through, and I looked at sort of people's average scores for both songs. And what surprised me, because I didn't realize this, but I actually was the second highest Stand By Me voter. I like Stand By Me, you know, I write little stories about, you know, this and that and how much I like it, like we all do. It's a sneaky song. It's just really sneaky. Like, you can't really get away from the simplicity of it. And maybe at heart, this final it's not just a slow song versus, like, a party song. It's like a simplicity song versus an intricacy song. Because I think you'd be hard-pressed to call Stand By Me intricate. It is what it is. I mean, and it's short, it's simple, it's a very, very strong, consistent message. Under Pressure has a message. It's sort of all over the place, so, you know. So, Oh no.
Yeah, it's the pre-Beatles invasion simplicity of Americana in the late 50s, early 60s against the cocaine-addled post-disco days of the early 80s. It's a lot of cultural stuff going on as well. I think you couldn't ask for a more diverse finals matchup.
Is there? Oh man, but so Benny King, and this. So everyone, I don't know if everyone knows this, Grant mentioned this like in an earlier round, but this isn't a song, this production of the song, Stand By Me, isn't the original production. I actually own a Drifters record, so, you know, if anyone gets spare time and wants to sort of look into the history of Stand By Me at least, there's an older version with the whole band before Benny King records his solo version, and I think it was 1961. The original was like 1958, so... I'm just throwing that out there if you're interested in looking it up. Maybe I'll put a poster of it up or something. But, yeah, okay, so I'm going Stand By Me. You're going Under Pressure. Anything else?
No, I think the voting part is going to be tough. We should probably explain how we are going to have live commenting now, but at the same time how we think. Well, I might as well just launch into it myself. We originally weren't going to do live commenting because, you know, there's been a couple matchups where – you know, there's been a lot of momentum towards the end for one song, and we just didn't want there to be a disputed finals where one person voted 10-3 or 10-2 because that's how much they needed for the margin of victory. But as we got to thinking about it, you know, we don't want to stifle the commentary. So we decided we might as well just let people keep voting how they've always been voting by commenting leading up to our respective voting parties, because the weight of our voting parties will be such to drown out any attempts to game the system like that. So you know, I think we'll probably have half the people realistically have their votes posted online before the party. And then we'll say that once the listing parties are over, that's when votes are closed. So I guess that'd be 10 p.m. Eastern time Saturday for people who are not going to be able to make any of the voting parties.
Okay, so did everyone catch that? Because that's an important distinction. You're only going to have 24 hours then to vote in the final?
If you can't make time for the finals matchup within 24 hours, you know.
We don't want your vote.
We don't care
no.
about you.
All right. Well, to close, last thing I want to do, I'm going to read through a list of everyone that's ever voted just by their monikers because, you know, it sort of shows how wide-spanning this whole thing has been. Adam S., Adam Tubbs, Adam S. again, Adrock, Ico, Alex, Ella, Andrew, Andy W., Anna Z., Annie, Arnie, Ash, Ashley T., Astrid, Balls, Benji, Bree, Brian, Bridget, Bryce, C., Caitlin, Caroline, Carrie, Shalon, Christina, Claire, Colin, Seville, Dano, Dave from Africa, Dave B., Denise, Dennis, Diane, Dinah, DJ Ruckus, Dr. J, Dre, Elizabeth B, Emma, Sonia, Felicia, Daly, Georgie, Gina, Grant, Guillermo, Hulk, Jack, Jacob, James Don, Janice, Giannis, Jen, Jess Weiss, Jim Rock, Joe, Jordan, JP, Jay Sastick, Julie K, Carissa, Kate Gage, Kate McGrow, KW, Katie, Kevin, Kimo, K-Trats, Lardo 1, Lardo 2, Leslie, Lex, Voice Aquatic, Lindsay, Liz, Mark, Margo, Mark B, Marco, Matt B, M-Dub, Maureen, Megan's dad, Mike, Natalie, Nate Heller, Nate Senge, Nick, Nicole, Ogden, Pilanova, Paul, Porter, Rakesh, Randy, Rob, Robert, Russ, Ryan Q, Ryan Mix, Salem, Sam, Sarah Smith, Serena, Sheila, Sippy, Stephen 2, Stephen K, Sedationist, Suzanne, Sweden, T-Spell, Tony, Ursula, Virgil, and Zach.
Fun. Wow. Quite a group. First of all, thank you, all of you, for participating. It's been a really awesome ride. I guess we'll probably do one more podcast afterwards just to recap our respective parties, but a special thank you to everybody for making this happen. Second, when you hear that list with Hulk and DJ Ruckus and everybody, I mean, it definitely sounds like a fun group of people that you'd want to spend your Saturday night hanging out with listening to music. So all the more reason to come check out these strangers who you've been debating with in the virtual world in person. I know that in D.C. you're going to have Jacob Press is going to be there, right? That's going to be your first time meeting. So it's going to be a good crew. It's going to be a great way to wrap all of this up.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Definitely, please, if you're listening, you're in D.C. and you're free on Saturday night, come out. got a bunch of people, one-timers, two-timers, and then Jacob and I will be there. Dino will be there, new regular voter. George will be there. Yeah, a bunch of people will be there. Just come out. It'll be fun. I mean, at least you're a Red Derby, which is a cool bar anyways. So see DC people tomorrow night between 5 and 8. Voting starts at 8. And Giannis has got his – do your New York people know where they're going?
They're going to 321 East 14th Street. And, you know, just put a comment up on the site if you're confused about how to get there or whatnot. And I guess what we'll do is do some furious math at 10 p.m. tomorrow night so we can announce the winner to everybody who's there in person. It's going to be an exciting moment.
Perfect, perfect. And then on my end, we're going to be voting at 8. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to have a comparable announcement, but I'll try. I'm trying to sort of cram a bunch of things in at once, so we'll see. But just to roll out and end the call, good luck voting. Vote with your hearts. You know, just be serious about this. And we send a we'll
I like that the closing message. Let's be serious about this.
Let's be serious
that,
about our music
that is,
part
that,
of it.
That's the main takeaway. We've all spent 5 months on this. All right. Awesome times, Guillermo. I'll be chatting with you after.
All right. All right. Take care, everyone. Jesus, I started playing that because I thought that it was going to get to it, but this intro is really, really long. That's why Europe's Final Countdown didn't make this part of it, because it runs second 44. All right, I'll see everybody soon. All right, there we go.